And now this is a dictation for Kay, K-A-Y, Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, November 1050. Addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, 3300477. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Stevelton, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit November. Complaining of feeling tired, unsteadiness with two falls, did not go to the emergency room. She was able to get up by herself with the help of the couch. Denies loss of consciousness, denies syncope, no focal deficit, no severe trauma, stable dyspnea. She has underlying COPD as well as pulmonary fibrosis. Is using albuterol as needed, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. No reported change of appetite, although weight is down 3 pounds. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies decrease in urination or infection, cloudiness, or blood. Her cough is mostly dry, occasionally clear sputum. Denies chest pain palpitation. Denies esophageal reflux. She has prior stroke with weakness on the left side. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management. I want to highlight lisinopril HCTC. Is only using albuterol. Next paragraph, present weight 197. Blood pressure 96 over 57. Fine crackles, diffuse, pleural fibrosis. No pleural effusion, no consolidation. Minor JVD, no pericardial wrap. No ascites tenderness, weakness, stroke on the left sided, minimal edema, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries in March, creatinine 1.8, February 1.98, baseline 1.4, 1.5. Present GFR 28 stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. A normal calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.6. A1C 6.9. Minor increased triglycerides and low HDL. Previously normal sized kidneys. This is a year ago. No asymmetry, no obstruction, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, presently stage 4, a change from baseline, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, underlying diabetes, hypertension, as indicated above, no obstruction or urinary retention, I don't see nephrotoxic agent, blood pressure is running, however, in the low side. I'm going to ask her to discontinue the lisinopril. She doesn't appear to be in volume overload. She has pulmonary fibrosis and COPD. Echocardiogram is being requested to assess for ejection fraction, right side heart failure, and valve abnormalities. I was not able to hear any significant murmurs. She has anemia but no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Monitor metabolic acidosis, does not require bicarbonate. Monitor potassium, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition. I review all her prior records and present situation and new problems and plan of action extensively with the patient. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation. In terms of her COPD, she needs to go back to the lung doctor as she might require long-acting medication, not just albuterol rescue. End of dictation.